It's now 12:32. The board has returned from executive session, and we will do a roll call of members and staff to make sure all are present. Dr. King.
Present.
Dr. Bastillo.
Here.
Mr. Leone.
Here.
Mr. Greer.
Here.
Mr. Barton.
Here.
Ms. Richardson.
Present.
Ms. Sinish.
Present.
Ms. Crowley.
Here.
And my name is Judy Chepius. All are present. Dr. Bastillo.
Okay, we are still reviewing case 2344, Patricia Parks and her evaluation. I would like to defer to one of our attorney people to help us move forward here.
You're talking about one of the public members and not Mr. Harris.
One of our public members who happen to be attorneys who understand language way better than I do.
So I have reviewed the report from Dr. Scalia, I can't pronounce it, the December 30th evaluation report, and it's incredibly concerning because it appears that Ms. Parks is suffering for some alcohol use disorder severe. It also concludes that she is going to be safe to practice, and I'm assuming that's if she gets the proper monitoring. And so I would propose that the board invite Ms. Parks to enter into a settlement agreement, a consent order, in which she gets the help that she needs to work on her sobriety, and we get the comfort that we need that she's safe to practice. And what I would think is some kind of agreement where she agrees to attend meetings on a weekly basis, be supervised by some physician that the board approves, she chooses and the board approves, agrees to random testing. My initial thoughts and what I think other boards have done and what is, you know, really necessary is a 5-year program, but I would be agreeable to an early termination after a year or step down provisions as appropriate as negotiated between the board and Ms. Parks. Those are kind of my thoughts on it. And I can distill that down to a motion if someone wants me to.
Any other thoughts or provisions that should be included?
Well said, Public Member Greer.
Thank you.
Would you like to make that a motion then, Mr. Greer?
Yeah, I would move that we offer Ms. Parks a disciplinary consent agreement consistent with what we just discussed in our discussion, namely a monitoring program where that has weekly meetings, random testing, initial period of 5 years, subject to early termination and step downs as appropriate. If she does not accept, I'd invite her to an informal interview hearing.
I would second.
Any further discussion?
I'm sorry, Dr. Bastillo, members of the board. With respect to the random testing, is that for alcohol?
Yes.
And how many times a month Is it once, twice?
I would say random.
But a minimum of once a month?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay, thank you. And then the right to request after a year that the board revisit any of the terms of probation?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, thank you.
Do you need any other clarification, Judy?
I believe what I have is a consent agreement for a participation in follow-up care that includes a recovery program to be attended weekly and verified attendance with a sponsor, random biological fluid testing for alcohol use at a minimum of once monthly. And the terms of the agreement are for 5 years with an opportunity to review those terms after 1 year of compliance. Does that sound accurate? Am I missing anything?
That sounds consistent.
Okay. Okay, so we have that. That motion was made, and was it seconded? I apologize.
Yeah, Mr. Barton.
I seconded it. Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Are you, do you care for discussion or are you ready for the vote?
Any further discussion?
I'd just like to interject. I heard Mr. Greer say at first, something about a supervision from an approved physician. Is that something that you want included?
It is something I want included. Sorry if I missed that.
So participation in a recovery program supervised by an approved physician?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just as a point of clarification, I'm not sure that physicians supervise these recovery programs.
Yeah, maybe physician isn't the right word. Maybe medical professional.
Okay.
Maybe is it usually supervised by a medical professional, or is it just like some kind of a therapist is a medical professional?
It's kind of what I'm trying to throw a broad net out there.
Yeah.
We can look into that and make sure that we identify the appropriate healthcare provider.
Yeah, I don't want my cousin Vinny supervising it, but. Someone who knows something about it.
Okay.
Trying to say that Joe Pesci can't handle this?
And so the supervising healthcare professional is in addition to a sponsor, in place of a sponsor?
Judy, I think it's, I'm sorry, Mr. Greer.
I don't want to direct too much because those words, especially in recovery, have different meanings. So I just kind of, I wouldn't say in addition to or in replace of, I want it supervised by someone. Someone's going to have to determine when a test is needed. If someone has to do that. I'd like her seen evaluating progress with someone. I know a lot of programs that require meetings also offer sponsorships, which is not a medical professional. It can be anyone. A companion in recovery. And so I don't want to mix the terms there. And so maybe we get rid of that sponsorship requirement, even though I'd like to see her have a sponsor is used in recovery. Mr. Harris, did I just muddy the waters too much?
A little bit. It sounds like what you want is just somebody, a medical professional to oversee her general health care. And someone that could opine, whether it's after a year or 5 years, that she is safe to return to the practice of physical therapy without any restrictions.
Exactly.
And we can certainly provide language to that, and we'll keep that separate than the recovery program requirement.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are things more clear now? Any further comment or discussion? Okay. Judy, I think we're ready.
Okay. So in case 2344, Patricia Parks, ET, it's been moved and seconded to offer a consent agreement that includes the engagement of a medical professional to oversee her progress in recovery and opine to the board regarding her ability to safely practice, participation in a recovery program, meetings to be attended weekly with verified attendance, random biological fluid testing for alcohol use at a minimum of once monthly, and the time frame of this consent agreement is to be 5 years with an opportunity to review the terms after 1 year of compliance.
Judy, quick question. How much time does she have to sign this agreement and get these things into place?
Typically, we would allow for 30 days to sign an agreement and have it sent back to us, but that's up to the board's discretion.
My thought is just that he's now started to work again, and I just don't want it to be too long of a gap between treating patients and getting these things in place, considering the evaluation outcome.
Okay, so would
we haven't voted yet, so did he still get gas or not?
Would it be reasonable to say 60 days to get it in place?
I would say shorter period of time to get involved in meetings and get into a support group. A physician I know might take a little longer, but it should be very easy for her to find support and get involved in a meeting and essentially even have a drug test, you know, randomly done within 60 days.
Okay, so if this consent agreement is not signed, this will move to an informal hearing. So it sounds like we're discussing not only the signing of the consent agreement, but also the time frame within which to comply. So the medical professional might be a little more difficult than finding a recovery program to get started with.
Board members, what's your thought?
Yeah, unless she has one in place, it could take a little bit of time, I feel, to find somebody to oversee her care.
So how long would you like her to have to determine whether she signs the agreement or it moves to an informal hearing?
The signing of the agreement, I would be fine with the 30 days that we typically give. I think it's starting the care that we're trying to determine, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would think that 60 days would be enough time to be able to get the care put into place.
I agree with you.
Most.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want it to go beyond 60 days.
I would agree.
Are you okay with that, Judy?
Yeah, I think so. And then should the medical professional be approved by the board?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I believe we have. So in case 2344, Patricia Parks PT has been moved and seconded to issue a consent agreement to include engagement of a medical professional approved by the board within 60 days to oversee the progress and opine to the board regarding her ability to safely practice. Participation in a recovery program, meetings to be attended weekly, and verified attendance. Random biological fluid testing for alcohol use at a minimum of once monthly. And the terms of the consent agreement shall be in place for 5 years with an opportunity to review those terms after 1 year of compliance. Is that accurate? Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Okay. So the board will work with you, Ms. Parks, on the consent agreement and get that to you as soon as it's in place.
Can I make a request?
And that is?
Can I have a copy of the results of the evaluation?
Oh, did you not get it?
I'll have to double check, but I believe the evaluator indicated a copy of the report came to us as well as to Ms. Parks. Okay. I'm not certain, but if not, and if we're allowed to provide it for her, I can certainly do that.
Mr. Harris, any issues with providing her a copy of the report?
No.
Okay.
So, yes, you can have it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Moving on here. We are now down to old business, case 2225, Jacob Berndl. PT, review, discussion, possible action regarding his consent agreement, and possible termination.
And so in your packet, you had some information relative to Mr. Berndl's case, 2225. Mr. Berndl has requested termination of his consent agreement and order of probation that was executed November 18th, 2022. Mr. Berndl began his board-ordered therapy on December 5th, 2022, and the board received quarterly therapist reports in March, June, and November of 2023. In her final report, Mr. Berndl's therapist stated that she discharged him from services on November 28, 2023 and requested Mr. Berndl's release from probation. His therapist also indicated that while under her care, Mr. Berndl complied with attending online smart recovery meetings weekly. Mr. Grundle's compliance was outdated in the table provided for you in your documentation. His consent agreement allowed him at the recommendation of his therapist to seek early termination. At this point, for the recovery program portion, Mr. Grundle has not identified a sponsor, mentor, or group leader for the recovery program moving forward, nor has board staff received any reports from a sponsor, mentor, or group leader as outlined in paragraph 8 of the order. So at this time, the board must decide whether to terminate or maintain probation. And I believe Mr. Grundle is on the call.
Mr. Grundle, is there anything that you would like to say to the board regarding your report and moving yes. forward?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I was under the impression that it was all based on the therapist, so that's why I didn't necessarily seek like a mentor or like a recovery individual for that, but I did get validations or verifications that I was at these meetings. And, you know, on a every time I saw my therapist, we discussed what I actually spoke or what actually occurred at the recovery meetings. So she knew I was still going to those. And we would discuss kind of what was actually discussed at the meetings and different tools that that were utilized and things of that nature. So, that's kind of what I got.
Are you willing to answer any questions?
Yeah, sure. More than happy to.
Mr. Grundle, what did you learn through this process?
I learned a ton actually. So, I learned that I did have reliance on alcohol with respect to, you know, stress and things of that nature. I definitely learned ways to combat that, as well as stress, ways to combat stress through therapy, different techniques, and all of that, as well as the need that I don't need alcohol in my life, right? And there's so much more to life than drinking.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. When was the last time I had alcohol?
My last time that I had alcohol was October 15th, 2022. I believe it was shortly after I got the report from LabCorp/Dr. Kai. And that's when I knew I was like, okay, you've screwed up. You need to stop. And so that was my last official drink was October 15th of 2022.
I'm not sure. Mr. Grundle, echo is coming near neck.
It is?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, he's muted his line, so okay. There's no echo when he's speaking, only when we are. So, Kelly, would you like to repeat your question, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Grundle. I just was asking if you have substituted any other substance for the alcohol that you use.
I've just been drinking sparkling water if I'm out with friends. I have dabbled a little bit in like a non-alcoholic beer, like an alternative, which has less than 0.05%. I have those like a Guinness or something, a non-alcoholic, but, nothing crazy. But for the most part, that's all. I haven't really substituted. I've just stopped and kind of worked with more so sparkling waters and things like that. So.
Mr. Grundle, do you have a sponsor or an individual you're working with?
So So I don't necessarily have a sponsor. I just got verifications from my meetings, and I had those in my email. My therapist told me to hang on to those, but I did not get a sponsor. I thought it was under the therapist's discretion for that, so I apologize.
Mr. Burnell, do you feel like this whole situation has had an effect on your practice as a therapist?
So prior to when this occurred, I was working outpatient, and I was just very stressed with my current situation. I don't necessarily think it affected my practice at all, because I never drank during the week. It was always on the weekends where I would, you know, quote unquote, let loose, right? Work hard, play hard mentality. But recently in August, I actually switched over to home health, and I am so much happier. Like there's minimal stress in my job. I'm one-on-one with clients. And I feel like I'm doing good. Like I'm only seeing one client at a time. It's such a great situation, and not drinking, I think, has had a great impact on my practice, right? Overall. Yeah, that's kind of what I have. Did that answer your question?
It did.
Do you intend to stay with the Smart Recovery Program ongoing?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna. I've found great benefit in it, and I really do enjoy the meetings. Folks from all walks of life are on there, and it's really interesting to kind of support each other, hear each other's stories, and then they also tie in, different tools throughout kind of the program. They tie those in every meeting so that you can kind of rehash old tools that you haven't necessarily utilized and things like that. So I found great benefit in it. I'm going to continue it. And anyone I see that, is struggling with this stuff, I say, check out SMART. It's a great program that I'm glad that I found it. So.
Karen, you may be frozen. Karen has exited. I believe she'll be joining again. There she is. And she exited again.
We scared her.
Please forgive me.
No problem. We paused. You froze when you were after you posed your question. So
okay.
Since then.
Yeah, I heard. I heard most of the answer.
Okay.
So then, just let me confirm. I think my question initially was a little narrow. So you don't have a sponsor, but you actually don't have a sponsor, mentor, or group leader at all. You're just working through the SMART program with the therapist. Is that correct?
Correct. And then getting verifications of my attendance at those meetings sent to my email.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or thoughts here? I guess the question is, are we looking to terminate his board order at this point or require some additional work?
I am impressed with his progress, and I would move to grant the request for early termination.
Second.
Any further discussion?
I'd be curious to hear what the board thinks about the lack of mentor. That's the only thing that concerns me. I agree. I'm impressed with the progress Mr. Bonadil has made. I do think there's a great benefit to having a mentor or a trusted source to go back and speak with that you can build that relationship with. And on the long-term perspective, that does concern me a little bit. But I'm not sure that's, you know, I'd be curious what the board's perspective is on whether or not that's sufficient to hold off on termination for some small amount of time. That's really my only concern. Otherwise, I completely agree with Mr. Greer.
I think I'd be more concerned if I wasn't, as Mr. Greer said, impressed with the progress that he's made to this point. It sounds like he's found a good, kind of a good path to go down. And, it doesn't seem like that lack of a mentor has been causing any problems to this point.
I agree with Giovanni.
Yeah. I think it sounded like it was a very good program for him, and I don't know if there's a way for him to stay involved in that Smart Recovery program, but that would be nice, I think, and that would make me feel better personally, but I'm not disinclined to agree with the termination.
Makes sense to me. Okay, thank you.
You ready for the question?
I think so.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to grant Mr. Berndl's request for termination of his consent agreement in case 2225. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Good luck with you and your continued recovery.
I just want to thank all of you too for keeping me honest and, you know, putting me on this consent agreement. It's really been helpful for my, you know, physical and mental well-being and making me a better practitioner as well. So I want to thank you guys.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. We are down to board business and reports. And we have board elections.
Yes, we need to elect. I would suggest that we elect one position at a time. Anybody who's interested can say they're interested and then consent or be nominated by any other board member. So are there any nominations for the floor, or would anybody like to volunteer for the position of president?
I would like to, Kelly King would like to nominate Karen Busillo to be considered for president.
Do we second that? Second?
Well, Karen, are you open to the nomination?
I will be open to the nomination.
I will second it then.
Okay. So Dr. Bastillo, you have consented. So are there any other nominations? Okay, since there are no other nominations, we'll take the motion made by Dr. King and seconded by Mr. Barton. It's been moved and seconded to elect Karen Bastillo as president for the 2024 calendar year of the Board of Physical Therapy. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Mr. Greer looks like he may be frozen.
Yes, I was muted.
Oh, adding some drama to the election there.
Yeah.
Mr. Barton.
Considering yes. A write-in.
That motion passes.
I would be willing to, should the board accept and approve stepping down into a vice president role to support our new president.
Okay.
I will second that nomination.
Is there anyone else vice president? Certainly, I would want to know. Is that someone, Giovanni, got your eyes on potentially moving into vice president?
Giovanni, yeah. Would you be interested in that?
Sure.
Of being vice president? So we've got two. Two candidates? Yep. Okay. Okay.
Well, I'm going to second Giovanni, too.
Okay. So, okay, so we've got Dr. Kelly King, you nominated yourself. Do you consent to running that position?
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Leone? Who nominated Mr. Leone? Was that you, Mr. Barton?
Sure. Okay. And I think Mr. Greer seconded, so.
Okay, so we have both Dr. King and Mr. Leone for vice president. So do we, and Mr. Leone, you consent to that nomination?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we need a motion.
We need an election. We got to vote.
Do we vote on each one of them or? Mark, thoughts?
Well, Dr. Bastillo, members of the board, I think there's probably a couple different ways you can do this. You can, give each one a couple minutes just to share with you their thoughts on, why they like the position. And then you would just, take it one at a time. And if the first motion passes, I don't believe that it would be appropriate to have a second motion.
Okay. So,
but, there's really no rules. So it's however, Dr. Bastillo, members of the board, you want to proceed.
There's no rules. That's quite exciting.
Have them wrestle for it or something like that?
If it makes it easier, I was going to vote for Dr. King on this, so.
She was going to vote for you, too, so.
It's a win.
Do either of you, do either of you care?
No.
Giovanni, would you be disappointed if you stayed in your role as treasurer?
I would not. Secretary.
Secretary, no, whatever you're. Okay.
Yes, either way, I'm happy to do either to support the board in any way.
What we really need is someone to say, yes, I want this.
I'll make it a little easier and I'll drop out of the race.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Attention elections.
So now we need an actual motion.
I would move that we elect Dr. Kelly King as vice chair and Giovanni Leone as treasurer.
Secretary.
Okay, for notekeeping and tallying, we'll do each of those separately if you don't mind.
I think they're going to be unanimous, so.
Okay.
Yes.
And who seconded that motion?
Second.
Okay. Thank you. So it's been moved and seconded to elect Dr. Kelly King as Vice President of the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy for the 2024 annual board period. Dr. King? Dr. Basile?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes. Now, I believe we also heard Mr. Barton nominate, Mr. Greer nominate Mr. Leone as secretary. And Mr. Leone, do you consent to that position?
Yes.
Okay, and then Mr. Greer, did you make that same motion to reelect Mr. Giovanni Leone as secretary?
I did.
Perfect. Do we have a second on that motion?
Second.
Fantastic. Okay, so it's been moved and seconded to reelect Mr. Giovanni Leone as secretary of the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy for the 2024 annual board period. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Basile?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes. Now, thank you to all of you for volunteering to these officer positions. I know it's not easy. None of this is easy for you. We do also have FSBPT delegate elections for the Leadership Issues Forum, which is July 13th and 14th, 2024 in Alexandria, Virginia, and the annual meeting October 31st through November 2nd, 2024 in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Do we have any nominations from the floor or anyone want to volunteer?
I think Josh Griff has represented as well as a delegate.
I'm happy to continue doing it. I may not be able to attend the life meeting.
That's okay.
I have a son who's coming home from 2 years abroad, and he might come home that weekend. So I don't know yet.
Perhaps your own delegate could cover you for that one.
I didn't go last year, so it wasn't that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by my wife that if I missed Halloween, that would be an issue. But we don't have any trick-or-treaters anymore, so I think she was bluffing.
I do have trick-or-treaters, so that would I might be in trouble with my spouse if I missed Halloween.
Uh-oh.
Does anyone else want to do it? It's a neat experience.
I was a delegate a few years ago, and it is a nice experience. I did enjoy that. I'm actually going to be in Virginia leading up to the LIFE meeting, and, you know, could stay an extra day or two. So.
Yeah, and I'll be there because of the committee I'm on. Can Giovanni be a delegate or assistant delegate? Alternate delegate?
Have you been there, Giovanni?
I haven't been there. I was an alternate delegate, I think, a couple years ago.
And the difference is the alternate doesn't go to LIFE, but the alternate does go to the annual meeting.
Mm-hmm. Giovanni's got trick-or-treaters.
I also build a haunted house.
Uh-oh. Oh, so you don't want to go to the annual meeting this year.
Yeah.
Interesting. So if the delegate can't go to LIFE, the alternate delegate doesn't go in their place. That's interesting.
I think they do. I think if they can't go, the alternate would go. But last year, I don't know why I didn't go. I was the alternate. Who was our LIFE delegate last year, Judy?
John Hike.
Hike. That's who it was.
Yeah, he went to LIFE last year.
Yeah.
I wonder if it ended up being Giovanni, and I'm thinking out loud, and Josh Greer. Giovanni could potentially cover LIFE, and Mr. Greer could cover the annual meeting, and keeping all spouses happy.
For the record, I'm going to vote no on me for that, but just I hope you guys are going to vote me in, because I want to be able to tell my wife that this is a public meeting that I did vote no.
Some smart wisdom right there.
Okay, so then
we can figure it out. I would nominate Giovanni to be the delegate and Josh Greer to be the alternate delegate.
I'll second that.
Okay, now we can discuss. Giovanni, would you be available for the July meeting in Alexandria?
I believe so, as long as that's not the same time. Oh, no, it's not. Never mind. Because I have the regulatory workshop in Alexandria, but that's in May.
Oh, great.
For that?
I'd be good for it.
Fantastic. So it sounds like to me that we are moved in second for Giovanni as the FSBPT delegate for 2024. Is that accurate?
That's the nomination, yes, in the motion.
Okay. So, and that was made by Dr. King and seconded by Dr. Bastillo. So, the motion we have on the floor is moved and seconded to elect Giovanni Leone as the FSBPT delegate for 2024. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Fantastic. That motion passes. Now, for the alternate delegate,
I will nominate myself as alternate delegate.
Okay, so then I assume you consent.
I'll second.
Okay. Okay, so then it's been moved and seconded to elect Mr. Greer as the FSBPT alternate delegate for 2024. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
And Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes. All right.
Who did the first and who did the second on that one?
Mr. Greer made the motion and Dr. Bastillo seconded.
Thank you.
Monica, can you change my note vote to no on that? Just
absolutely. Okay, fantastic. Well, we've had a quite an election year.
We have.
Okay, so the next thing, Dr. Bastillo, are we ready to move to the next item?
We are.
Okay.
APTA AZ Practice Committee's Documentation Self-Assessment Tool.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to talk about putting that up on the board's website today. And I've used the tool, and I've certainly reviewed it a number of times over the years. I feel like any tool that we can offer the professionals out there, I think that would be a very helpful thing for them, and we can refer people to it for minimum standard documentation.
One point of clarification that the practice committee has its website link, and then the documentation self-assessment tool is a subsequent link. Would you like to link directly to the tool, or would you like to link to the practice committee's website, or would you like to link to both?
I think both.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I would agree to both.
Yeah, if it's one click, I can look at the tool, and if I want to further look at the practice committee, I could do that too.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Karen. And the other piece too, I just want to make sure the board's aware of. There's on the tool is broken down an evaluation as well as a daily note, and then a progress note, the discharge summary. On the daily note under subjective, I had a conversation with a couple of the practice committee members. It is missing informed consent. They are going to review that and add the word informed consent under subjective for the daily note because it's not there. So it will be modified, but it'll be a while. It's great as it stands. Just know that that will be a change sometime in the future.
So we could update that once we know it's updated.
Yes.
Or it would just be the same link.
It'll be the same link.
Cool. That depends on how they prepare it, but we can certainly follow up on that.
Okay. Yeah, that's the only piece that's missing is informed consent for a daily note.
Do we need to vote on that?
I believe we do. We need a motion and to vote on that. Just one question. The information was included in the board's packet. Mr. Harris, are you aware of anything that might be conflicting with our state statutes to allow us to prevent us from doing this?
No, other than, if there's the opportunity to, put a little bit of a disclaimer that you're providing this just as professional courtesy. But, you still need to make sure that your documentation record keeping is in accordance with Arizona laws and rules.
Yeah. Great.
I like it.
So I'll move that we use the practice committee's documentation self-assessment tool with the disclaimer as a one click on the board's website.
Second.
Okay, so it's been moved in, with the disclaimer. So it's been moved and seconded to add resources to the board's website to include the APTA AZ Practice Committee webpage, as well as the documentation self-assessment tool with a disclaimer about the requirements to follow board statutes and rules to the board's website. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Okay, so now we're looking at the draft amendments to the PT Compact Commission rules.
Correct. So the PT Compact sent this out towards the end of last week, I believe, and the Physical Therapy Compact Commission Executive Board is proposing amendments to the Commission's rules, bylaws, and policies and procedures. The first step is gathering informal comments of the draft amendments, and any comments must be received by February 16th. So this information was provided to you to determine whether there is any kind of comments or anything that you would like to address with this matter with the Compact Commission.
No, it's been nice not to have very many of us on our agendas anymore.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any thoughts or comments on what they saw?
Nothing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing here.
Okay. Thank you. If we're not creating any kind of comments, I don't believe we need a motion.
Okay, so on to the executive director's report.
Okay, well, the sunset hearing. We're beginning with the sunset hearing. The board sunset review was held January 11, 2024 by the Senate Health and Human Services Committee of Reference and the House Health and Human Services Committee of Reference. I represented the board and provided an overview of the agency and responded to committee member questions. Mr. Tom Dorn of Dorn Policy Group spoke on behalf of the Arizona chapter of the American Physical Therapy Association in support of the board's continuation. There were no arguments presented against the board's continuation. The committee voted to recommend continuation of the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy for 8 years until July 1st, 2032, the vote of 13 ayes, 0 nays, and 4 not voting. Staff is currently seeking verification from the committee co-chairs and their staff regarding the necessary legislation to enact those recommendations. A copy of the board's Sunset Factors response report and a copy of the board presentation slideshow was presented for your review, as well as a recording of the proceedings. Matters open for your review. Any kind of questions or comments or concerns? Mr. Greer was kind enough to meet me down there at his lunchtime. Unfortunately, the committee did not begin until several hours after his lunch was over. But he did listen. I have emails to prove it. So, but I'm happy.
Yeah, Mr. Greer was only there for 40 minutes, and then Mr. Greer correctly read that this wasn't going to start anytime soon. So, Mr. Greer left. But I did watch it online, and it started, I think, at 5:11 p.m. I think Judy got there at a little before 11:30, and our agenda item was called at 5:11 p.m.
Wow.
You know, I felt bad because had I known that was the time, I probably could have gone.
Yeah, me too.
I could have gone after work if I would have known that was time.
Thanks, Josh, for being there for her.
You missed the part that I left 3 hours before the meeting started, but
I know.
You're welcome anyway.
You showed up. But she had your moral support.
best kind of support.
Absolutely. Most beneficial being now that that sunset review is in the rearview mirror for the time being. So that's lovely. Any questions about it? Any concerns? Okay. Then we'll move on to Thentia Cloud. So the Thentia Cloud migration continues. Our Salesforce program is now decommissioned to us, meaning we can no longer access it. So we are still dealing with about 150 applications that are straddling both systems. So when those applications make it to a point where they can be approved, we are working with Atlas to try to process that, because we do not readily have access to the Salesforce data anymore. And on those applications that are straddling, all of the information is not yet migrated into Thentia. So we're walking the tightrope between those, but we're making it happen in terms of getting those applications approved. We did have to run through a time frame when we had no access to that information, but then we did get access to it for a weekend, and so we piled through about 50 plus applications that weekend. And now we're managing it on a case by case basis as needed. We are also approving applications that are purely in Thentia. We're beginning to get a rhythm with that. We're beginning to understand the system a little bit better and get our bearings. And so we've made some uses of some technological advances with that program forward facing. We're still working on some background corrections, troubleshooting, and whatnot. One of those being our complaint module. We're still working through providing the board actions that are supposed to be forward facing, that are public documents right now within the 5-year time frame. We're managing that by an additional link to the previous directory that shows some of that, as well as the new directory that shows something more current. But those continue to be work in progress. We're ready to leap, and as soon as they tell us that they've got all of these pieces done, we're ready to move on, because right now we're safeguarding our processes by a lot of additional steps that we'll be glad to see go away when we're fully migrated over. But being in the interim, things can change. They can and do change. So we're just trying to make sure that we're cautious with everything that we're doing, and we're backing ourselves up and keeping track of our steps. So any questions about Thentia? Okay. Updates regarding board staff. So you have a new, the board has a new administrative services officer. Her name is Monica Crowley. She's doing a fantastic job. She has seamlessly moved into the position, and we are actively hiring, actively interviewing for the licensing specialist position. So that is currently in process. We're working with ADOA, our HR representative from there, and we hope to have that position filled soon. We can use the extra hands.
Great. Thanks, Monica.
Congratulations, Monica.
Thank you.
She's been working like crazy. That's what I can say.
We all have, not just me. All of us.
Okay, and then that brings us to the November and December financials. Any questions? You'll note that the November was blank for revenue. That is completely reflective of our blackout period, mm-hmm. our inability to accept applications. Any questions? Concerns? Okay. Then moving on to the licenses and certificates that were issued in November and December. Regardless of all of these hurdles that we've been jumping, we have still been processing licenses. We are coming upon another, we just finalized a PTA testing cycle, so they're going to be completing their jurisprudence exam en masse. And then it's not today, I think it's next week. Perhaps, I can't remember the exact test date, but we've got another PT exam coming up. So we anticipate we'll just keep moving through the cycle.
Great.
Okay.
Cool. Any future agenda items? Okay, then I think we'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer? Mr. Greer is giving us that.
Yes.
that pause again. Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes. The meeting is adjourned at 1:39 and the recording will stop at that same time.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Have a good one.